Hello.
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 Hi, is Gerald available, please?
Speaking. Yes, thank you.
Gerald, how are you, pal? It's James calling from MMA Legal. You've requested we give you a call to sort out your Scottish redress compensation. Is that right?
Aye.
How are you, Gerald? You okay?
I'm fine. Just finished one, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Gerald, so my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler, okay? Reason for the call today, we have to get your account set up and then the legal team are going to ring you within the next 7 days.
Yeah,
and they're going to then let you know how much they're going to go in for in regards to compensation and how long it's going to take, Gerald. Is that all right?
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. So I just need you for 10 minutes maximum, Gerald. Is that all right?
Oh, that's fine, sir. Yes.
Brilliant. So I'm just going to open an account and set one up for you now, okay? Give me just one moment, Gerald. Thank you. Gerald, I've got your surname. Is it Caulfield? Is that correct?
Caulfield, yes.
That's the one. That's what I've got here. Okay, give me a second. Oh, yeah. Just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Gerald.
13/2/77.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you, Bob.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Uh-huh. I've got an email address here as well. Give me just 1 second. I just need you to confirm.
Keep it 5151.
That's the one at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant stuff. The best contact number we've got for you is the one I'm ringing you on now.
And that ends in 161.
Is that right?
I think that's right. I just want to go. 161.
The one I'm ringing you on now, Gerald. That's fine. Okay. Give me just one moment. I'm just setting your account up now, all right? I will need to ask you a few questions, Gerald. If there's anything that doesn't apply to you, you can just say skip, and we can just move on, okay? Give me just one moment. Just confirm your postcode for me, please, Gerald.
It's Mike, BMAR 6, 7 November, April.
And I've got Afric Avenue.
Number 6.
Yep, that's the one. Bear me a second. If you do go quiet, Gerald, I'm just updating your report, so I'm not ignoring you or anything, okay?
Okay.
Cheers, thank you. All right, brilliant. So someone needs to go on to, in regards to the next details, okay, so I need to ask you a few questions. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
No, I've no terminal illness, no.
That's fine, okay, that's fine. Now, we need to put onto your report a nominated beneficiary or next of kin. So what this means, due to the average compensation payout at the moment for Scottish redress is around about £45,000, okay. So because it's a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the money, and we couldn't send the money to you, who would you like it to go to?
Yeah, my daughter.
Your daughter. How old's your daughter?
Yeah, 17.
That's fine, no problem at all. What's your daughter's name?
Eloise.
Do you want to spell that for me, please?
E-L-O-U-I-S-E.
That's the one I've got you there. And the surname?
S-E-L-O-U-I-S-E.
It's the same surname as you. Yeah. Bear with me a moment. Brilliant stuff. And we need to put on here a contact number 40, Louise. So we shall never be contacted. She'll only be able to be contacted if anything is tied.
I'd need to go through my phone book for that.
Alright. Yeah, take your time.
I'll put you on the line speaker anyway, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I can still hear you. No problem at all. I can still hear you.
It's 07.
07.
503.
503.
727.
797. 797, brilliant stuff. Okay, once again, Gerald, you'll only be able to be contacted if anything was to happen to you. That's all that's there.
Aye.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I need to go in regards to a few questions with care settings now. So, do you remember how old you were when you entered child services?
Yes, I was just turned 15.
Just turned 15, so the year of that would have been 1982. 1992, I do apologise. Yeah, I'm just, right, I was doing the calculations and it didn't match up. Give me a second. 1992, and how long were you in the care facility for?
Yeah, I think that was 17, 18. It was about 16, I just got to it. Army.
Okay, that's fine. What was the name of the care facility you was in?
It's Cadros, in Hillsborough, just by Hillsborough, Cadros.
Cadros.
And I was in the Hendrick building.
Give me a second. I'm just going to bring up the records for Cadros. Okay. Because you are, you're not the first person to make a claim from Cadros. Okay.
I know.
There's quite a few. Obviously, I can't go into...
I know.
Give me just one moment. Okay. I'm just bringing up the records for Cadros. All right. So...
I was in there for the
rotation. Was it a secure unit? Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, we were locked in. I'd gone, so they're saying it's secure, right?
Give me a second. Placing that onto your report. Give me a moment. Okay. Now, I do need to go into statement side of things now, but just before I do that, I need to ask you, was you ever known by any other names, or has it always been Gerald Caulfield?
It's always been Gerald Caulfield since I started school. That's my adopted name, but I've always been known as that name since school.
That's fine. No problem at all. I'm just going to place that onto there. Now, I will ask you in regards to your statement. Now, we try and leave the past in the past. The compensation, unfortunately, will never heal any scars from your past, Gerald, but it's there to try and provide you with a brighter future, okay? Now, we'll try and leave. We can understand it can be a little bit distressing going back into the past, so we'll ask you a few questions. If it doesn't apply, so you can just say skip. It's not a problem. Of course, I totally understand. I really do. That's why, obviously, with the compensation being a substantial amount, we will get that as soon as possible. From start to finish, it roughly takes around about 6 to 8 months, but the legal team will let you know that when they call you, okay? Now, I need to ask you, was there any mental, physical, or sexual abuse that you witnessed?
There was physical and mental abuse, no sexual, physical and mental. The first night I was in there, I seen a wee 8-year-old being ragdolled at the home. And I just jumped up automatically, and that's when I knew this happened up there. It's just, I mean, the two guys' names that worked in there, I still remember them, Andy and Peter.
Don't worry, I'll take them from you shortly, okay? So there was physical and mental abuse, was it on a regular basis?
Well, you were getting checked, you know what I mean? You were in the place, and once you came back up, you were always getting searched already. You didn't leave the place. There would be the point of the searching, and then you're... Physical's mental and all, isn't it, really? You know what I mean? You just say something wrong and you were getting ragdolled onto the floor, don't you?
Okay, we're taking note of this, okay. So, you witnessed other children and it happened to yourself. Was you physically restrained as well?
Oh, I've been restrained, that's what they called it,
Okay, give me a moment.
Two grown adults on a 4-foot child, that's restraining.
Yeah, it's not good. That's why, because all the correct protocols wasn't put in place. That's why.
Children, who's going to believe you, know what I mean? So, they'll be dead.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do for you there, Gerald, as well, I'm going to place that onto your report, and the legal team will make a statement for you. They'll read the statement to you when they give you a ring. If you're happy with the statement, then you can say you're happy with that. If you'd like to add anything, you can do. If you'd like to take anything
away. I would go home and I would write down all the things because it's off the top of my head. Yeah. So I need to go home and write down everything that witness. Because there's other people who have this, you know what I mean? You'd be up and all that, you know what I mean? And I'm not the person, the kind of person that we stand by. And as soon as I stood in for the wee guys, I was put to the floor, the two grown adults.
Disgusting. A lot of people, believe it or not, Gerald, to say that we speak to, a lot of them do say that's just how it was back in the day, but unfortunately that should not have been the case, and that's the reason why people are now being paid out. Okay, so I'm going to ask you now as well, in regards to your adulthood, Would you say you've been affected in regards to, do you suffer from any anxiety? Do you suffer from any mental health?
Well, when every time I've got to mix with social work or anything like that, I don't like mixing them because it was able to put me in. No, I mean, that's why I don't like mixing with social work, probation or things like that, you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah, do you suffer with any anxiety?
Because it triggers me, you know what I mean? I've got to mix with him, I just get all anxious and, because he covered it up, really.
Okay.
And I can't trust him ever again.
Okay. Have you ever been on any medication?
Yeah, I've been on depressants, antidepressants. That was all when I was about 16, 17, I was about 21. You know what I mean? I didn't know what was wrong with me, you know what I mean? I was holding back, you know what I mean? I just didn't know what was... You know what I mean? I just felt depressed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You never know when you're young, you know what I mean? Because you can never cross-reference.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course. Right, I've taken note of all that for you there, okay? And the solicitors will be preparing a personal statement for you and they'll read that back to you when they give you a call, okay? Now, what I do need to do, I need to, your email, have you got access to your emails at all, Gerald?
Yes, I'm going to be coming through the Campsie Fields, so my signal's going to go. I'm actually working
right,
really
okay.
Up in the house.
Literally, I need you for 2 more minutes, so I need to send you an email just while you're on the phone now, and it's a quick signed email to state that you're happy with the solicitors to contact you. Okay, give me.
So you just send it, and I just sign it, send it back.
It's just a click sign. You just click on it, and it just returns straight back to us. Yeah.
Okay, right.
It's a click sign document. So I'm just going to send that out to you now. Bear me one moment.
Just tell me when you've done it, because it's going to take a wee delay up here.
Yeah, that's fine. Honestly, don't worry about it. So that's been sent by your email now. If you do go into your inbox, you'll receive a text message or an email.
Please sign the document.
So I
click on that, right, I've got you.
Yeah, click on that, and then you scroll down, it'll say, there'll be a sign, and then a box, you pop a squiggle in with your finger, and then there's a button underneath that says execute all documents. You just click on that and it does everything, then that's completed.
Execute all documents. Right, so I sign it first. Right, hang on.
Yeah, just pop a squiggle. Pop a squiggle in the box first.
And then press on execute all documents.
That's the one, Gerald, yeah.
Right. That's me done it. I just done a wee GP there.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah, I'm just gonna check it on our end for you. Give me one moment, buddy, alright?
Yeah, thanks.
I need to make you aware as well. Do you use the application WhatsApp on your phone at all?
I've started to change my new number onto the app, so I'll be doing that today. Because
so what's your old WhatsApp number? Do you still use WhatsApp though?
I'm gonna put it in with a new number tonight. So I will be able to WhatsApp about 6 o'clock at night when I finally get home and download it.
Right, okay. What I will do as well, are you on your way home?
Yeah, I'm about an hour away, I'll be home.
Yes. So what we'll need as well, for your report, we'll need one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address, okay?
Aye.
So we're going to send you, I'll send you an email. Would you prefer it as an email or a WhatsApp?
Send it as an email.
Send it as an email. Yeah, I'll send it as an email straight away. That's no problem. You'll receive an email shortly by the time you get home. You'll need to take a picture of your photo ID, and you'll need to take a picture of one letter dated within the last 3 months, but it has to be the full letter, okay?
A doctor's or addictions with the...
Literally anything. So people send in stuff from Tesco or even Bingo, as long as it's got your name and address on it, and it's got a date on it within the last 3 months, okay?
I've only got all my billings online, you know what I mean? So it's hard enough to get away.
Literally anything, it's fine, that'll do. It's not a problem. Gerald, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case family. If you've got any questions whatsoever,
No. I'll just take this number. I'll send it under that.
Save this number. All you know that's going to happen, you'll receive your email when you get home. Make sure you send that in, your proof of ID and your proof of address. It'll all be on the email, okay? Now, I do need to make you aware, just before you go, there are three ways that you can proceed with the Scotland redress application. Now, you can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay, we do not participate in a government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it's under a private agreement. All right, so basically what that means is that the legal team will be going in for the maximum amount of money they can possible for you.
Any legal stuff, I ask my cousin. She's got no legal for them, you know what I mean? So.
Of course, no problem at all. Like I said, any questions, just let them know. All right. Gerald, look out for your email. Any questions, give me a call. All right, bud.
I'll get that in as soon as we get in the house, James. You know what I mean?
When we receive that, the legal team will contact you within 7 to 14 days.
No problem.
Gerald, just before you go, I'm going to put a password on your account for you. So if anybody brings you up for your security and our security, just always ask them what the password is. What would you like it to be?
D-E-N-E-S-K. Damask. Damask.
Yeah, D-E-N-S-K, yeah?
No, M-E-S-K. D-E-N-E-S-K.
Damask.
Aye.
Yep, I've got
it. Echo.
Give me a... I've got it. No problem at all. So I've updated that for you, okay, pal?
No problem. Thank you, James.
Cheers. Thank you very much,
James. Bye. I'm going to log your number in. Bye-bye. Take care. Enjoy your day. Bye.
That's fine. Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.